Log Talk Radio.
Yeah, man. We're going to get started with some church quake to get your spirit right for church. Yes, I said church. C-H-U-C-H for some church quaking. Yes, sir. Let's hear what we got to hear on some church quake. Let's get it started. Yes, yes, yes. You ready? Come on. You heard first is Churchquake. So for your first time listeners, Go Soul Music listeners from around the world, this Friday evening, October 29th, 2021, while entering the vault with a multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, composer, man of the hour, Lee Alston of Go Soul Music from Freeport, Texas. My name is Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Aku Designs, which is www.anaisbvalcour.com. And we are broadcasting to you worldwide. Yes, I mean worldwide. So you may want to take off your shoes because you may want to run up and down the hall in your house and get them feet just to going and them hands are waving as we get our praise on to some spiritual and holistic tunes for the next hour. So as we come to the end of another successful week for Mr. Lee, we thank God for the platform and thank you all for tuning in and supporting Lee, and continue to hit that follow button from wherever social media you all hear him from, listen to, or you can go directly to n1m.com/LeeAlston, LeeAlston, which is number one music, where earlier today his profile had been viewed close to 375,000 times. You heard me. I didn't say 375 times. 375,000 times. We want to thank you all. Yes. Ooh-wee. Yes, 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 yes,
yeah,
yes. For your first time listeners, let's not make this your last time. As we enter the vault, we want to give Lee a quick shout out. That number is 516-418-5857. And we want to hear from all you. As we heard from his aunties and his uncle one time, y'all can call back in. We want to hear from you again as you get your praise on. So invite your friends over and listen together. If you want to reach out to him, you can contact him through his email at leealston1970.la@gmail.com. Or you can call us here and say, hey, Lee, I want to reach out to you. We'll get your telephone number and you can reach out to him then. Or you can always check out, listen, or even download all of Lee's music from n1m.com/leealston. But we'd appreciate you listening live right here from none other than The Vault.
Yes, y'all.
Yeah, buddy.
This is Gullah Soul Radio.
Yes, it is.
The Soulistic Music Revival. Coming right at you. Hip hop, soul music. Yeah, on the strength. I say it's on the strength right now. This is Gullah Soul Music.
Yeah. From Gullah Soul Music promo. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to get Released Inside. So Release Me Inside by Keith Kendrick featuring Lee Alston. Then we're going to hear from none other than our man of the hour, Lee Alston. We will most definitely get released inside the vault as we go to church, C-H-U-C-H. Now, you can pull out your Gullah Bible, the New Testament, and follow along with us as we participate in the Lord's Song today. New week, new adventures. So welcome, welcome, welcome. None other than Lee, the multi-instrumentalist. Go ahead and address your worldwide Gullah Soul listeners, Mr. Lee Alston from Freeport, Texas.
Hey, world. Hey, world. What's going on out there? I'm glad
to
be with
buddy.
Y'all. Yeah, man. We all up in here in your atmosphere, man. And I'm too niggered not to hear you tonight, man. I know everybody's feeling good. Man, we made it through the week, man. Lord, man,
yeah.
God bless us to make it through this week, man. And, you know, y'all just get churchified on tonight, man. We're going to get churchified all the way on tonight, man. And, you know, with Gullah Soul, you know, I do soul music. I can do Spanish music. I do church music. We do it all here. It's Gullah Soul Radio. So it's I mean, you're in the right place at the right time, the right moment, the right folks. My co-host with me tonight, hanging with me, tough down there, Ms. Inez, all the way from Tampa.
Hello.
Down there, man, and yeah, man. And so I'm glad you're doing good, and so y'all, everybody in Japan, China, Korea, my new followers over there, UK, of course, got love for y'all, man. I got love for all of y'all out there, Australia, Africa, Portugal, Spain, U.S., Canada. All over, man, all of y'all, man. So I just thank y'all for coming on DimpleMusic.com, downloading, sharing, and for your kind comments, your emails and all that. That's very much appreciated. I really thank y'all for putting me on your playlist daily and listen to this gullet soul that I bring. So we got a lot in store for y'all tonight, man. We got some good churchified music for y'all tonight. So and we're going to get our church on tonight, man. So I'm glad y'all are with us tonight. God bless y'all, and we're going to have a great time this evening. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yes, yes, yes. And we've gone to church tonight. Yes, we is, as they would say in the good days. We're going to hear some Bassazilla praise music. So y'all get ready, because y'all don't know what you're listening to until you hear it, and here you're going to hear it for the first time, second time.
Now, solistically speaking, I have to do this my way now. Southern Gospel Soul Music is now coming in your ear. So don't worry about it. I'm keeping it all solidified, sanctified. Y'all come on and get on up and do this with me. You know what I'm saying? So clap your hands
how
to what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Come on. Yeah,
how you gonna
come
for me?
I don't want no rocks crying out for me.
How you gonna come for me?
East Coast, West Coast, all points beyond. I say, don't be tardy for the Holy Ghost party. We're playing one whole song.
Hey,
yeah, that's the jam. Go ahead and do what you do. Let go, let God have his way. Let him shine his light on you.
And get up
to the holy boogie. I'm in the kitchen, so looky, take a listen at what I'm cooking.
Woo!
You put your foot all in it, Uncle Lee got a brand new bag. Look inside, everybody, what you see? Music put together solistically, Holy Spirit moving, totally, I don't want no rocks crying out to me. I can praise the Lord, I can do my thing for the Lord right here, right now. I can clap my hands.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
that's getting us started. We're getting some church. But first we have to honor the first lady of Mr. Lee Alston, Miss Angie Alston. Please bring greetings to us this morning or this evening.
Hey. Hello, everyone. How you doing, Miss Inez?
I'm good. I'm good in the hood, and I'm misunderstood, but I'm here.
Yes, ma'am.
And, y'all, we have a treat because we're going to hear from Miss Angie tonight. She's going to sing us a song. Sang, baby, sang. But that first one, that Bassazilla praise music. Come on, talk to us about that one. It's just got that funky beat, that funky church beat.
Yeah, man.
Come on, Lee.
Yeah, so it's like when you grew up like I did, listening to a lot of the soul singers back in the day, from Parliament Funkadelic, Confunction, and, you know, bands like that, the Average White Band, you know, bands like that. So it's just in you, you know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
You know, to me, you know, praise is what I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, meaning, you know, I don't have a genre that I praise in. So whatever I'm feeling, that's what I'm going to do. So I made this out of a soul funk praise, you know, and everything, man. That's what I was feeling that day, man. And I just feel like hitting it on that note. And so, yeah, this race, man, you know, how you going to party for me? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't need nobody to praise the Lord for me. You know what I'm saying? How you going to party
you
for
go,
me? Yeah,
part.
Man, I can do that myself. Everybody needs to learn to do that themselves, man. You don't need nobody to praise for you. You need nobody to tell you to, you know, clap your hand or whatever, give God thanks. You ought to be able to do that yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know, and
there
so
you
it's
go.
Like, just to encourage everybody out there, man, you know, you don't need somebody to pump you up to say thank you, Lord. You know what I'm saying? That ought to be automatic.
Don't
automatic
you know
in
man.
You.
That's
you know what
right.
I'm saying? When you open your eyes up
that's
that day,
right.
you'd have made it through the day. No harm,
that's
no
right.
danger come to you. Everything's all good. Thank you, Lord. I don't
mm-hmm.
need nobody
that's
to pray
right.
for me. I can do that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah,
I
man, that's what I'm talking
myself.
About. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
that pray, that Bassezilla praise music. So if you want to hear it again, go to n1m.com/LeeAlston. Got all his music there. But the next song is called Praise Shout Music. So we just going to get it all in tonight because we going if you got the devil in you, we're going to praise shout it out of you. So we got some praise
Amen.
Shout music.
Yeah, man.
We fitting to hear. So yeah, buddy,
yeah.
come on now. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Come on. Get your shoes off, y'all. Get some feet going. You know how you run down the hall.
Yeah, man.
On that song?
As a matter of fact, let me tell y'all how that one came about. I did a live recording
okay.
for a choir. As a matter of fact, that's how I met her through this choir that I did a live recording for. And so
okay.
after I mixed everything down, and as a matter of fact, that's my son on live drums. I was engineering that night, so I had to bring him in to help me out. And I just
right,
and everything
right.
else I laid down. But anyway. After I mixed everything down and mastered it, and I kept listening to this particular
mm-hmm.
Part of that song, and I said,
mm-hmm.
you know what, I'm just going to take it and loop it, and I'm going to put it, and I'm going to make a selection out of it and
right.
then put it up here. You know what I'm saying? So that right there,
man.
You don't hear a lot of that these days in 2021. You know, that's churchified
right.
music. That, man, that's old school church. Getting in the aisle,
mm-hmm.
kicking your shoes off, get out of my
yeah.
way. That
yeah.
kind of vibe right there, man. So
yeah.
that's what I
yeah.
grew up on right there. Down there, shout out Shorter Chapel, AME, I-17 down there in Longview, Georgia. That's
oh.
where I got all that from, man. So I'm going to give a big shout out down there to GA, down there, Southeast
yes.
Georgia.
Yes.
That old school church, that's what we grew up listening
that's
to. That's what we grew
yes.
up.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a God
yeah.
Christ. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. To
yeah.
God in Christ. That's make you want to just move. Just, you know, hey, you know, you see you coming down the aisle, and they just get out your way. They follow you. Make sure
get
you're
out
okay.
your way.
Yes, to throw that hanky or that sheet over you in case you decide to fall out. But, hey, they're right
yeah,
there
that's
following
right.
you. Know?
That's right, man.
Right.
That's right. You know, we don't see that. We don't see a whole of that.
No.
We don't see a whole lot of that these
no.
days of 2021.
No.
No, nah, man, but,
no.
you know, that's why I had to bring this back. I had to let us mind trip. For those who remember
uh-huh.
these days, I'm helping y'all mind trip
uh-huh.
on this one. So, yeah,
right,
man.
Right.
So y'all remember that, man. You know, that's how it used to be. That's how it used to be,
mm-hmm.
man. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you played this one tonight because, that took me back there. Yeah.
That's
sure.
one of my favorites, too. Yes. When you feel down, you get this kind of music. You can't feel down no more. I mean, something's wrong with you. You either dead or you dead.
Yeah.
If you can't get up and start,
uh-huh.
like I say, your shoulders start going, your feet start going, your everything just starts, your hands start going. Huh. Something's
oh, yeah, yeah.
Dead,
mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. 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 And talk about that. We're going to play old church. You know, that's talking about the... Going back to the church, we're going to play some old church. Y'all
yeah,
know
man. Yeah, yeah.
Old church. Yes. Listen to old church. Come on.
Old church.
Yeah.
What's the matter now?
What's the matter now?
Say old church.
Old church.
What's the matter?
Was there something going on at the time that you brought this song out?
No, actually, this is just a remake of my grandmother used to sing this song when I was when I was a baby down at Shorter Chapel AME down on I-17, y'all. So y'all down that way, y'all go check them out. But anyway, I got to plug that again. Yeah, my grandmother used to sing this song. I'm talking about 72, 73. You know what I'm saying? So grandmama, you know, did it her way. And so my brother, I had him come on bass because we actually sung this song at her home going. service, as a matter of fact, many years ago. And so what I want to do, I just want to do a retake on it and do it my Gullah Soul way. So I had him on bass on this one because, I mean, he can rail it the way I want it railed on this one. So I can concentrate on other stuff. But, yeah, man, this is Old Church, What's the Matter Now? My grandma be saying that song. And, you know, back then they didn't have the guitars and all the electronic stuff. All they had was a piano, redboard,
and a tambourine.
That was it.
Mm-hmm.
That is short of chapel
A&B,
I-17.
And
that was
everything.
It. Piano. Yeah, piano, tambourine, and a washboard. Yeah. My mom used to play the washboard, as a matter of fact. I remember that. Yeah.
You did?
My mama did.
Yeah,
my mama played washboard back then. I'm talking 1972, 73, yeah. So, man, they had a rocket. And they had that church rocking up in there with that song, man. And benches. I was a little fella. It seemed like the benches was moving. I sit there and see like I was the biggest. Yeah, but they was rocking that church, man. And I was seeing them every time they would stomp. I see the cracks, you know, kind of spread apart in the wood on the floor. And I'm looking at that. I said, whoa, they really rocking. I was a little fella. I said, man, they grooving this. But, yeah, man, I had to go back with this one, man. Yeah, my grandma sang this song all the time. And so, yeah, man, we don't hear these songs no more. But that's why I want to introduce them. You know, a lot of people hear me do soul music and other type of soul music or whatever like that. But this is my roots. Gospel is actually my roots. So on this one, I had to go back to my roots. See, Angie, I had to go back to my roots on this one. And so y'all hear a lot of my roots tonight. I actually came from quartet, playing quartet in the 70s.
Okay.
And so I've evolved and got more skillful in other areas of music genres. And so, yeah, you have to take me back to my roots tonight, y'all. So y'all actually getting a treat going into the vault tonight because now you getting to go back in time with me. How the Gullah Soul music got my start. This is where I got my start
that's
at, right
start.
Here. These roots right up in here.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, that's how they do get their start, but then they just seem to drift off. But you keep it simple and you still keep it grounded, you know, because God is your base. So you keep it grounded so it's not like you deviate too far off, but because you don't hear no cussing in these songs.
Right.
You don't hear no.
Right.
Call nobody out their name in the music and stuff.
Right.
You just stay grounded because God is your source and the center of your joy.
Right.
So you just stick and stay right there. And so you stick and stay right there. You don't have nothing to worry about. You don't have nothing to worry about. Mm-mm.
Sure,
not a thing to worry about.
You know, God is love and the love of God in me. So I just want to spread the love through what I'm doing. Yeah, you sure right.
Right.
I stay right in my lane right here. Yeah.
Because if you deviate from your lane, it's like, okay, God's going to start taking stuff away from you.
Yeah, can't
so
make
you
no
stay
progress.
In your lane, and you're going to be all right.
Yeah.
You're going to, your expressway's going. You're going to have more lanes to go in because you got all kinds of lanes.
Mm-hmm.
You got a Latin lane. You got a gospel lane. You got a spoken word lane. You got a hip-hop lane. Mm-hmm. You got, a spiritual lane, a jazz lane. You got all these lanes. So going off in the wrong direction, it's like, oh no, that ain't right. So you're
right.
The expressway is open. So you good in the hood, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the next one is another one called Deacon Jones, and for those of you who have not heard this song,
tell
them about this song.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
Tell about
man.
Deacon Jones. Yeah. Tell
them
about Deacon Jones.
You know, y'all, everybody had a Deacon Jones at their church. You know, it could have been a Deacon Jackson. It could have been a Sister Robinson. It could have been anybody. Deacon Jones is just a metaphor in this song. So, you know, your Deacon Jones may have been somebody in your family, your uncle, aunt, grandmama, somebody, you know, some influence you to do right, to tell you the right thing. So basically, Miss Deacon Jones is just the metaphor I use to describe somebody in your life just like somebody was in my life to impact me on a positive level.
Mm-hmm.
Deacon Jones. Oh, yeah, man. I heard that one a long time. Yeah.
You know I always bring these songs back out to you. You know I do.
Yeah, man. Deacon Jones.
I love
yeah,
this
man.
Song. I got so many favorites. I just love this song because this Deacon Jones is like my daddy. He was Deacon Brown. So, you know, we had Deacon Brown, Deacon Smith,
yeah.
Deacon Lake, all of them on the Deacon Road. So this song edifies all the deacons in my church. So we're going to hear some Deacon Jones. So I want y'all to listen and see, okay, who is the Deacon Jones? Maybe it's Sister Sue over there. Maybe it's Mother Sally. But come on, we're going to play some Deacon Jones. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Deacon Jones.
Come on.
Yeah.
Deacon Jones had a powerful word every time he speaks. Should have heard his testimony last week. He told the church how hard he prayed. About 2 hours on his knees, he said to stay. The power of the Lord came rushing through about a quarter, half past two. Said the Lord feels me from head to toe. I prayed and shouted on the floor some more. He said, ooh, there's evil give the cry. Tears of joy began to flow from his eyes. He said, thank you, Jesus, for the victory. Your power has done made me free. The preacher said, go ahead, Deacon Jones. The preacher said, go ahead, Deacon Jones. That son, this is what God means to me. Every time I see a bird fly high in the sky, and every time the sun touches my eyes, when a mama kisses a child, and when a baby cries, God is not a man that he should lie. See, I'm too old to turn back now. I can't waste my life playing around. I can see where God brought me from. Last days are here. Jesus gon' come, preacher say, go ahead, Deacon Jones.
Go ahead.
The preacher say, go ahead, Deacon Jones. And the mother say, go ahead, Deacon Jones, Deacon Jones, Deacon Jones. The choir say, go ahead, Deacon Jones. Tell it, Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones, Deacon Jones. Now, this next song, I'm going to have the lady who sang this song introduce this song. Go ahead, Miss Angie. You want to introduce your song?
Sure. This is the name of the song is I've Never Seen the Righteous Forsaken. And this is my first single, so I'm very proud of it.
Go ahead. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. And so the Mr. and the Mrs. collab on this thing. So y'all are in for a treat. I've never seen. I said, go ahead, Sister Alston. Go ahead, Sister Alston. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Go ahead.
Have you ever been hungry?
Come on now.
Jesus will feed you. Have you ever really needed him? When he didn't need you, have you ever seen someone who was down and out? Jesus.
All your tears.
Take a bow.
I want to say also my husband did a beautiful job with the arrangement, and I appreciate him doing the background. He did a beautiful job.
Mm-hmm. You said you used to sing this when you were younger, right?
Yes, I've been singing this song since I was, oh my goodness, 8, 9 years old.
And she's only 10, 11 now. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
No. Yeah. And it's, you know, they complement each other so well. She had done another piece of the soliloquy, and oh my goodness, that's another day. I just, like I said, they just get on my nerves. But anyway, I guess that's not for me to say anything. But no, they do so well together. It's like I'm surprised they haven't done more songs than what they've done together. So, but yes. Thank you. So thank you for introducing your song. And it's, you know, it's going to rise to the top. You may have to have your own nym.com/AndyAlston eventually.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that one, too. We look forward to that one, yes. And after we've seen, I've never seen The Righteous Forsaken, you got to believe in God, you know. So the next song is I Believe in God, but that's the title of the song, but you got to hear it to actually, you know, if you believe in God, that's all I'm going to say. Yeah. I know that's Luke and everything. So you came up with that song because people just weren't believing in anything?
Well, actually, that particular riff right there had been with me all the way from the 70s. That, you know, that's that part in the Car Wash movie when the Pointer Sisters were singing on that part there with Daddy Rich, you know, when they would come in and do that. And so that always resonated with me, even as a kid back then. But anyway, yeah, I'm looking at the human condition now, and you know, like you said, it real good, right on point. You know, just believe in him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, people want to believe in themselves and believe in other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what the Bible teaches us. The Bible teaches us to believe in him.
And
I think a lot of times we make that mistake. We want to encourage our brothers and our sisters. Hey, I believe in you. I know you can do it. We're not supposed to believe in that person. We're supposed to believe in God. You know, we believe that person can accomplish and achieve their goals with the help of God. You know, that's the correct way of saying it, because, you know, when we start, you know, putting our trust subconsciously in a human being, you know, we may fail. You know, we're not God. You know, we can't perform miracles. And so this is what I'm doing is I'm trying to, with this particular piece, is to help the subconscious mindset and start thinking, I need to believe in God. I need to believe in God. Even where I'm at right now, I don't believe in myself. I believe that I can accomplish because God gives me the strength to do so. But I believe in him, as the word says. You know what I'm saying? So this song to me is very truthful in a sense that, you know, very simple song, very catchy tune, but that's what it's supposed to be. When you hear that hook over and over again, it'll swirl around in your mindset and keep reminding me, I believe in God. I have to believe in God. I believe in God. I must believe in God. So basically, yes, that's based upon the human condition of where we are now. Is we need to start putting our trust and belief in God that he can fix all of this stuff that's going on.
That is true. That is true. And the reason, and there seems to be, God seems to be directing me on how I do your music, because the next song that I have is God Will Never Fail. So if you believe in him, he's never going to fail.
Yeah.
So,
right.
So that's our next song. So I kind of have a story. And when I put Lee's music together, kind of so that it falls in place, so it tells the story of everything. So this next song is God Will Never Fail.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever.
Show you that.
My faith in you is strong. You gave me strength to keep holding on. And Lord, I just want to thank you for everything you've done for me. You picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. That's why I know you will never. Lord, I know.
can remember back in 1979 when you healed my mother of a brain tumor. Yes, you did.
Come on.
And Lord, I can remember when you healed me, my brother and my mama of sickle cell anemia. I know you'll never fail.
God
will. Lord, I can remember when I was in ICU. Lord, you brought me out. Lord, you brought me out. And I can stand right here today and give my testimony. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I know. I know you never fail.
God will never fail.
Lord, I know you never fail.
God will never
fail. Amen. Never fail. Never fail. Never, 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 ever fail. Never.
That's right.
That's right.
Never, ever, ever. That's right.
Yeah.
Never, ever fail. Now it's shout-out time. I want to shout out because I know sometimes some people have to leave. We have Reverend Bobby Jackson from the D.C. area. We have Mama Anderson from Spokane, Washington. And we have Reverend Heather Lynn Andrews Watkins, also from Spokane, listening to on the line right here. So we appreciate them taking the time out of their schedule to to listen, and they're texting me talking about Jesus never fails and giving me scriptures and what have you. So I appreciate all of them tuning in and listening and basically supporting you as well as me. So without your platform, Lee, I wouldn't have a platform for them to listen, you know, into your music. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So your turn to shout out.
Yeah, I want to give a big shout out to a new network that down in up in Atlanta, Blue Boy Entertainment. Yeah, man. I want to give a big shout out to Brenda Moss. I want to make this announcement. Yeah, big shout out. I'll be going back home to where I started. Y'all can catch me on Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio on Sunday, this coming Sunday at 8 p.m. Central Time. And she put together a masterclass, music masterclass, man. That's an honor that someone would, you know, honor me like that, man, and give me that to give me that spotlight like that, man. A lot of people don't do that in this business, man. And so that's where I first started from. So it's always good to go back home and everything. And so it's yeah, man. So a big shout out to you know, to all of y'all wonderful, beautiful people who took the time to tune in with us on tonight. And as always, I want to thank Ms. Inez for her hard work and help me put these shows together for you all. And my wife hanging out with us tonight is all, you know, and the support system and all my family and friends, even the ones that are listening, and you know, and I appreciate that, you know. So I know some people don't like to talk. I just want to vibe and listen, and that's cool. I'm just glad y'all with us tonight. So much love to y'all, and man, I hope God continues to bless your life real, real good, man. Yeah, thank y'all very much. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Next, we're going to hear some new music. It's called Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City.
Man.
That's a new song they got out that just dropped recently. So new song we're going to hear for the first time for some of you. I listened to it earlier, and it's nice. It's nice and smooth. So Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City.
Ain't no love in the heart of the city. give me strength, help me to be strong. Hold my hand, ain't no love, and my poor child is gone. Yeah.
In the heart of the city, show love when we can. In the heart of the city, we all need to make a change.
Daddy tried to be all he can, working till the sun go down and moving like Superman. Come on, brothers, we can't make it unless we try. Feet don't fail me now, I ain't got time to cry.
In the heart of the city, show love when we can. In the heart of the city, we all need to make a change.
Hey world, when you look at me, tell me, what do you see? Is there a possibility that our minds can be free? Pray for me, I'll pray for you. Let's give love a try. Lord, wipe the tears from my eyes.
God's not pleased with this, man. And it's like,
not at all.
You know, when I saw some events that happened last week when I turned on the TV,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, you know, I just had to go right that night and everything else. And then when on that
mm-hmm.
last verse, I'm talking about, Lord, wipe the tears from my eyes. I had to literally, God had to help me with this one because I could not see the paper. Tears were flowing down
mm-hmm.
my face. And I'm wiping
right.
tears trying to do this song and then put the
mm-hmm.
guitar on there, and I'm feeling this, you know, and
all
it's
right.
like a, it just, you know, it was just an impact, you know, I mean, I felt it, and it's a, the message that I convey in this,
mm-hmm.
in this particular piece is basically a wake-up call, a call to responsibility for every human being.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about a color. I'm not talking about nothing like that
mm-hmm.
on this song, because I'm talking about the human race on this song. And I think too many times
mm-hmm.
people focus on an ethnic group. It's everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's
right.
affected by what's going on right now. And so
mm-hmm.
I wanted to make a song that was, you know, universal, in a sense to where I don't care where background you come from, what ethnic group you come from, what ethnicity you come from, it's all situations that affects us all in our communities, man. And so, you know, as an artist, I look at everything from every standpoint. And so everything that's going on right now affects everybody in our community. We can't even go to the stores, restaurants, anything hard anymore without being fearful of our lives. Somebody going to start shooting or somebody going to start doing this and that. Schools, everything that's going on right now. You know, here where I am in Houston, people are being slaughtered just about every day because, you know, somebody has road rage. I mean, it's just something that we need to, we need to wake up. You know what I'm saying? And we need to really, and I talked about this on another show of mine, you know, and this is real talk, that, yeah, we could quote scriptures all day long and all that, not knocking that, you know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is right here, you know, people ain't going to listen to you until they know you care. See what I'm saying? So it's like when people see, when we stand up and we start showing people the scriptures we quote, put them in action. See what I'm saying?
Right,
I know a lot of people right now, they're out there in their communities putting on peace rallies, putting on, taking the church outside the church outside. You know what I'm saying? Too many times we want people to come inside the building. No, man. What we need to do, we need to go outside, sit up somewhere, and we need to show the love of God outside somewhere and spread this message that, you know, people, we need to stop all this. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I always say to people, to each his own. But I know what I got to do. I know what I'm commissioned to do. I know my responsibility. And so I thank God for giving me people gravitate toward me. I'm going to get ready to do a peace rally, Lord willing, next spring. And I got people from different ethnic groups, artists, authors, whatever, just come together. And let's do something instead of talking about it, you know, let's do something.
See about it.
This song is basically a wake up call. Hopefully it will wake up somebody's mindset to open up their eyes and see for real, man, this, what can I do to help resolve this issue? You know what I'm saying? So it's like a wake up call for me. And so, ain't no love in the city, man. I'm not talking about where I'm at. Every city in the whole world is going through some stuff right now. And what we need to do, like we said before, we got to put our belief and trust in God. When we start doing that, then everything else will start falling in place. You know what I'm saying? We can't idolize people and make idols out of people. The people can't save us. He's the only one that can do that. And so I know what I have to do. And so I thank God for giving me the platform and the mouth and the gift to do this, and so that he may be glorified in what I do. And a lot of people may not understand my method, but that's cool. There's some people that do understand my method of gullah soul.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So is what this is how he gave me. You know what I'm saying? So everybody has their method. You know what I'm saying? If God gave you a method, then use it. Because there's some people that you may not be able to reach that I'm able to reach. And maybe some people that I'm not able to reach, you may not be able to reach. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has the different, has a different method, but for one purpose. And that's to glorify him. Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And so your peace rally is going to be where? Is it going to be in Texas or where is it going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be, I'm going to start the first one here in Texas, here in Lake Jackson, Texas, here on the Gulf Coast. And I'm trying to go. I'm trying to work out some things with a brother pastor in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The minister, he's a pastor, and this brother ministers through what they call hope hop. They took hip hop there and they put a new term on the word. They call it hope hop. So he's a pastor who's drawing a lot of young people, a lot of at risk youth to his congregation through that method. So that's why I commend people that have a method that's working. God bless y'all, man.
Right.
Keep doing what y'all doing out there. Yeah, man, because, you know, it's time for us to do what we can to really try to make an impact some way in our community, because it's just really getting, it's out of hand. It's not getting out of hand. It's out of hand. And so we need to do what we can do to help with our communities, man, to heal and quell the violence that's going on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have to do it by ourselves. I mean, you know, as long as we, you know, hold hands and go out into the community and let everybody know, I'm okay with this brother, I'm okay with this sister, and
yeah.
show them some mm-hmm. love in the community, you know, because
yeah.
it says ain't no
Definitely.
Love in the heart of the city. If we can show that love, you know, people's hearts will start, will melt, the ice will melt, and, you know, we can get together, and then you'll have more people, more impact on the community, and more in the community impacted, you know, and that
yeah.
will follow you saying, okay, this is not as bad as I thought it was. Oh, these people, this race isn't as bad as
yeah,
I thought they was, or as I was talked about, or was come down from, you know, my mother or my father, because a lot of this stuff is taught hate, you know.
Yeah.
And if we could get that out of the mindset of some people, we'd be all right. But it's going to be a
right.
long journey. But, you know, with the help of each other, each one reach one, teach one, we'll be all right. We will be just
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got to start
yeah.
somewhere. So you start.
That's right.
And then, hey, let's have a rally over here. Okay, then, you know, if we join hands across the United States, we'd be just fine. Yo, bro,
right.
I'm going to have a route. Like the million, remember the million man march? You know?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You know, if we did stuff like that, can you imagine the impact it would have on
right.
our society?
Yeah.
But we too afraid mm-hmm. to get out there sometimes because we're afraid we either going to get shot, get hurt, get something. But, you know, we just have to, you know, just have to come
yeah.
together and do the right thing.
In this peace rally I'm mm-hmm. doing, I have mm-hmm. artists that are black, white, Hispanic, whatever they're doing. That's what this
matter.
Is about, you know. So it's like,
right.
you know, when people tune in to Gullah Soul Music, I want people to understand.
Uh-huh.
I'm not on one ethnic group, and we know that, but I want people to just tune mm-hmm. in. Yeah, you may have
right.
missed some episodes when we're talking about
that.
This kind of stuff. When I'm talking,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gullah Soul
uh-huh.
Music ain't just about black folks. It's about everybody. Everybody,
right.
man.
Every
I mean, I love everybody.
Right, right.
My family is blended. I got a very blended
Hello.
Family. So it's
Hello.
Like, you know, so we got to understand, like she was just saying, we got to show people that we know how to love one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when
mm-hmm.
I have
mm-hmm.
a whole
mm-hmm.
different... a whole spectrum of color. We're all
uh-huh.
colored people anyway. We're all colored
mm-hmm.
people.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, we're all colored people, man.
Yeah,
and so
we are.
When people
we
see
are.
All this color of people up there performing on stage and bringing a positive message through their art.
Right.
And then
mm-hmm.
being
mm-hmm.
able to come together in solidarity and show everybody, hey, man, these cats can get along with one another. Sometimes that's what
yeah.
people need to kind of, you know, spark something in their head. Hey,
right.
man, these cats
right.
get along together. They're not even the same color, but they gel. Yeah, man, those are the kind of people that I love hanging around with. You know what I'm saying? So this is what we want to bring is give people some transparency on what it is
uh-huh.
that I'm talking about through my Gullah Soul style. It's all
mm-hmm.
about love, man. It's all about
right.
love, unconditional love. And so that's basically
and,
what Gullah Soul is. Unconditional
right.
love, man, and spreading that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 And the thing is, in your peace rally, what I would do, I don't know, have bandanas and just put the bandanas over people's eyes and just lead them into the park or whatever so they can't see anything else. So all they have to do is just listen. Because if you listen, music is universal. You know, so if we came into the peace, well, wherever we go, you know, just put a blindfold because love is blind. And, you know, if you just listen to people, you wouldn't know if I was white or black because of how I talk. But now, man, you know, talking like this, you know, man, you know, so if we would put blindfolds on and just listen to what people would have to say, we get along so much better than if we saw what people were saying, if that makes sense. You know, so, but yeah, because if we all get together and the message is love and you have Hispanic, Asian, black, white, German, whatever on your stage, if people close their eyes and listen, they won't know who's on stage.
Yep.
They just
mm-hmm.
know it's just peaceful. you know.
Yep.
And it's going to be a melding pot of people, not
yep.
just, you know, oh, we're going to have these people over here, and then next we're going to have these people. Just have everybody on stage, you know, somebody playing the organ, somebody playing bass, somebody playing guitar, somebody playing keyboard, somebody, you know, over here and over there of different ethnicity. It's like, man, see the rainbow on the stage? They can't, they
yep.
won't
mm-hmm.
be able to say anything. They'll be in
yep.
awe of
and you know what, and you know,
some people
yeah,
can get together.
And even if, yeah, even if we can't do the blindfolds, you know,
uh-huh.
Figuratively do it.
Right.
You know, so,
right.
I mean,
exactly.
And, you know, or spiritually do that, because spiritually,
uh-huh.
if you're looking at people with God's eyes, you ain't going to see that anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's a,
right.
you know, when we're looking at, I've been many concerts with people.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked to come
mm-hmm.
do a set with, never met her before in my life, man. And when I look at people, you know, I don't
uh-huh.
even, I know if they're black, white, or Hispanic, whatever, but I'm not focused on that. I'm more focused
right.
on how they treat me and how we treat one another.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at them with God's
right.
eyes as far as looking within. And so,
mm-hmm.
You know, so when they do come, you know, they'll pretty much everybody see everybody, but the thing is
right.
being able to
right.
see everybody through God's eyes. You know, we ought to be able to see through
right.
God's eyes, not only with color,
mm-hmm.
but basically
mm-hmm.
how we treat one another as his children. And so, you know, I believe that's, you know, the drive that some of the guys have, and when I called
uh-huh.
and asked them about doing this, man, first thing
uh-huh.
they said, yeah, but I'm on board with this, man. Yeah, let's do it. Let's get it. So it's like, then I have some people that's going to come. I have counselors who are degreed
nice.
With anger management, grief management.
Okay.
We're getting ready to spearhead a deal here next year. At the beginning of next year, we're going to be talking to at-risk
mm-hmm.
youth. We're going to be taking them fishing, show them how to
okay.
do homemaking skills, or, you know, or
okay.
whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, they're
mm-hmm.
lacking because,
mm-hmm.
you know, they don't have a parent or parents or whatever, or
right.
whoever in the
no
household.
No guidance.
Don't have time to
mm-hmm.
take with them. So we're
mm-hmm.
going to be spearheading a program here with the city here where
right.
we are, with the county where we are. To get that going, and so, you know, and it doesn't matter what child, what ethnic group you come from,
mm-hmm.
we just want to pour into them, and so, yeah, man. So there's some things coming up, and of course I'll keep everybody informed as we go along. For those of you that might be in this general area where I'm at, or if you're not in this general area,
uh-huh.
where I'm at, you want to fly down here and hang out with us, come on. So, yeah, man, but I'll definitely keep everybody posted on that. But, yeah, this song, you know, it had to be, you know, done in a way to where I want everybody to get the message of what
love.
Needs to be and
yeah.
how we need to do this thing. And so, you know, when I'm talking about my daddy and,
mm-hmm.
you know, him working so hard and watching
mm-hmm.
him, know and everything else,
uh-huh.
and I understood growing up a lot of old school cats, some of my uncles and them, my daddy and them, you know
mm-hmm.
they say that you got to get, you know what I'm saying, ain't got no time to be, you know, playing around, we got to go out and get this, you know what I'm saying, you got to work. So
you gotta get it,
my
right.
son saw me and growing up, and he
uh-huh.
saw, man, I come home, I tell anybody, any man or woman, you know how it is when you're working and you come home, you sore, you're achy, and your body feel
uh-huh.
like a slam, but you still get up the next day, you
uh-huh.
got to do it again. I just, you know, and when he got up one day at one of my appreciation service and said, my daddy taught me how to be a man, that was probably the
uh-huh.
best present I've had in my life. When he stood in front of all the
wow,
folks and told
right.
everybody that my daddy taught me how to be a man. Let me tell you something, man, that right there meant a whole lot to me just to hear him say that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, and I ain't got time to cry. You know, when I'm standing
right,
there.
Right.
Feet don't fail me now. I ain't got time to cry. I don't, man. I gotta get out of here. I gotta get on my hustle. I ain't got time to sit out here and whine and complain about this. All I know, I gotta get up
mm-hmm.
every morning, do what I need to do, put food on the table to pay these bills, and keep rolling.
Right.
And so, man, see that the song is, man. Oh man, the song covers a whole lot. Y'all just gotta go back to numbermusic.com, keep listening mm-hmm. to it, and you'll find some things
right.
in there that may relate to you as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be number one soon, probably by the end of next week, if not before.
Yes.
It'll be up in the number one area. We're going to push it. Like I said, we're going to get to 500,000 before
yeah,
the end
I mean,
of the
yeah,
year.
Yeah.
We're moving quickly. Because uh-huh. we got, what, 100, about 125,000. And the way that you're moving, well, the way that people are viewing your profile, I don't think you'll have an issue. I think we'll be over 500K. And so, y'all, like we say, go back and listen to Lee on n1m.com/LEEALSTON and listen to his music. It's all right there. He's got music. He's got interviews. He's got different shows and what have you that you can listen mm-hmm. to. So just go out there and support the brother because all he's trying to do is some good in the world. That's all he's trying to do. That's all we're trying to do.
Yeah.
So. You know, I was going to play another song, but we kind of over time, so I'm going to go ahead and anybody have anything to say? Miss Angie, do you have anything you'd like to say before we head out?
Yeah. Yes, I just enjoy the music, the dialogue, the everything,
good.
You know, joining
good,
in the
good,
conversation.
Good.
I look forward to these days, so. Ms. Diamond, we appreciate you, and you just
thank
keep
you.
Doing what you're
thank
doing,
you.
Girlfriend.
thank you, sister love, girlfriend, because, you know, we be
yeah.
sharing, right? We be sharing.
Oh, yeah.
And Lee, Lee, do you have any last words?
Oh, thank y'all once again. I love y'all, man, and y'all be safe. Lord willing, we'll holler
mm-hmm.
at y'all again next week. Yeah, man.
Yes, yes, and again, thank you to our listeners and the people who joined in live with us from Washington, D.C. and Spokane, Washington, from one Washington to another Washington. They joined in, so we appreciate them for listening in and supporting Lee and his endeavors and what have you. And you have just been touchified from the vault, straight from the man himself, Mr. Lee Alston, and you're listening to Confessions, and you know you have to go to confessions during church. Give an honor to God. Thank you to Lee and Angie Alston of Gold Soul Music coming to us from your heart and from Freeport, Texas, to our minds, to your worldwide listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you again as we say welcome to China, Japan, and Korea for accepting Lee overseas and listening from the vault. And I am your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Alco Designs, and we are leaving you with Church Quake, the after party. So y'all hold on to your hats and hold on to your cats, and we're going to hear Church Quake, the after party. Yeah, man. Oh, God is good.
Up in here. in the air. Get up and do the praise you do. The party don't stop, no, we ain't through. Make one step, he'll make two. It ain't no limit what God can do. Come on, before it's too late, bring your body to the church quake. Sweet chair, swing low for me.
Got to get my shot on.
Do your dance, do your dance.
Let me praise my way. Got to get my shot on.
Do your dance, do your dance.
Let me praise my way.
Do your dance, do your dance.
Let me praise my way. Got to get my shout on.
Do your dance, do your dance.
Let me praise my way.
Yeah, they tell me down there.
Got to get my shout on.
Round 17 in London, Georgia.
Let me praise my way.
The church quaking. Yeah.
Got to get my shout on.
They tell me. Drums from GA. St. Simon's Island, GA. They down there, church quake, yeah.
Got to get my shout on.
My peace down there in Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi. The church quake.
Got to get my shout on.
My peace down here on the Third Coast.
Let me
my Third Coast
way.
Connection. They down there, church quake.
Got to get my shout on.
Brother Paul Williams.
Let me Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, he's up there church quake.
Got to get my shout on.
Brendan Moss, where you at now?
Let me praise my way.
Yeah, do the church quake, come on.
Got to get my shout on.
Everybody in this whole United States country.
Let me praise my way.
Do the church quake.
Got to get
my peace
shout
over there
on.
Across the water in Australia,
let me
the UK, all over there. Doing the church quake.
Let me praise my way.
Everybody all over the world. Do the church quake. The church quake. It's the church quake.
Yes. Again, thank you for joining us this evening, October the 29th, 2021, on the Strength of Gullah. Gullah on the Strength. Yeah, man.
Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music Vault. Fridays, 8 p.m. Central Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with my co-host, Ms. Inez. Yeah, y'all. For more of my music, go to numberonemusic.com/Lee Austin to hear more of this Gullah soul. Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all. You're in the right place at the right time in the right moment. Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all. We're at a party. Yeah, come on. Oh, yeah. It's right here, y'all. Come on. Yeah,
please,
man.
Have a safe week. Be blessed, stay blessed, and stay under the blood of Jesus. Amen.